What's up, everyone? Today, I'm going to be showing you some foods from Sprouts. I want to show you if you have prediabetes or you're just diagnosed with prediabetes, what are the different types of foods you should be eating? I'm Steven, by the way, from Find Your Nutrition. I help my clients to reverse prediabetes, clients who just found out they have prediabetes, what they should be eating, what they should be thinking, what they should do A to Z until they reverse prediabetes and learn a sustainable way of living and eating that they really enjoy that will allow them to reverse prediabetes for life. And I'm sitting here with some bone broth now. It's really great, and it's an amazing source of collagen, and it tastes amazing. So if you want to make some bone broth, you should go for that too. So any meats here are really going to be a great option if you have prediabetes. Watch out for some of the alternative meats because they have a lot of vegetable oils, for example. But any of like beef or chicken or fish, things like that, you don't have to worry about that. It's not going to contribute to prediabetes. Just make sure it's not something like cooked chicken, which a lot of times has natural flavors and chicken and sugar and things like that. Let's go down and see some of the foods here. Red potato salad with dill. These can sometimes have a lot of hidden bad ingredients in here. So let's see. Soybean oil right there. That's why you don't want to be eating mayo from a store. Unless it's something like Primal Kitchen that has avocado oil as the oil for its mayo. It's an oil that you don't want to be eating, especially if you have prediabetes. So things like this, you should stay away from, or you should cook it yourself at home. Let's see what else they have. Olives are a great healthy fat that you can eat. Let's see if you get this, what the ingredients are. So just olives, water, salt, vinegar, totally fine. No sugar there. Eat as many olives as you want. Vegetables, also really great option. Just so you know, vegetables do have some sugar in it, but it's natural sugar. So carrots, 5 grams of natural sugar from 3 ounces. So maybe don't eat the whole bag in one sitting, but there's lots of vitamins and nutrients in carrots and in vegetables. So don't be afraid of the natural sugar from vegetables. Coconut cream is actually a great ingredient that you can cook with. It's a really healthy fat. There is a bit of natural sugar in there, but it's a really great natural fat, and you can cook with that even if you have prediabetes. Fruits also, there's some natural sugar in there, but don't be afraid of the natural sugar from fruits, especially berries. Berries are very low sugar. They won't spike your blood sugar levels much at all. So snack on lots of berries and eat them as desserts and things like that. Orange juice or any juices is something you'll have to watch out for if you have prediabetes. So even though it's just orange, like squeezed orange to make a juice, let's look at the nutrients and we'll see that just 8 ounces has 22 grams of added sugar. And I'm going to show you here how much sugar should an adult be eating. And it's a bit different for men and women. Men should consume no more than 9 teaspoons or 36 grams of added sugar per day. And for women, it's only 25 grams of added sugar per day. And that's from the American Heart Association. So consider that 1 12-ounce can of soda contains 8 teaspoons or 32 grams of added sugar. So most people, especially in the US, eat way more added sugar per day than this. This is actually something I stick to now. I definitely eat less than 36 grams of added sugar per day. And I found a way to really enjoy eating like this. So I found foods which work for me that I really enjoy, that I keep my blood sugars down and in a great range, especially my fasting blood sugars in the morning. And we can talk one day about how I check my fasted blood sugars, how I recommend my clients to check them, how often. And if you're interested in that, just leave in the comments something about that, and I can make a video on that. Ask me what kind of questions you have there. So orange juice, 22 grams of added sugar, not added sugar, but just natural sugar in just one glass. So to make one glass of orange juice, it takes a lot of oranges. Like you can just eat, if you're eating oranges, you won't be eating six oranges, for example, but it might take six oranges to make this much orange juice. So just focus on the whole fruit, the whole orange. You get the fiber in there, which you don't if you drink it as a juice, and you'll be fine. Let's see. So if you're looking for meats, try to focus more on just beef and chicken and fish. Bacon is definitely not the best option. Most bacons have some added sugar and some other things that you don't want to be eating. Let's go down to the muffin section. Sprouts banana nut muffins. Let's see what's in here. So I'm not sure how many of you are eating things like this. If you're diagnosed with prediabetes, it's likely that you have been eating maybe some things like this, or some croissants, or types of breads like this. Let's just see nutrition information for a second. 29 grams of sugar, 27 grams of added sugar in just one muffin. That's crazy. That's an insane amount of sugar in just one small muffin like that. And some people eat this for breakfast, which is insane. Like if you're starting your day with just a huge amount of sugar, you're going to have cravings throughout the day. Your energy levels are going to crash. It's not good at all. And it's just a waste of money to buy things that don't have nutrients like this and are just loaded with sugar. So 29 grams of sugar. Let's go back. 36 grams is what a man should be eating, and a woman should be eating only 25 grams. So right there, you have something that's, if you're a woman, 29 grams is more than you should be eating the whole day in sugar. So stay away from things like this if you have prediabetes. You should really never be eating things like this, like baked goods from the store. If you want, you can learn how to make it yourself, and you can use ingredients that are much better for you. You can use a lot less sugar, and you can learn to really enjoy things that are less sweet. And once you get sugar mostly out of your life, eating just a little bit of sugar will taste much more sweet than it does now. Like if you've been eating sugar your whole life and in high amounts, it just makes it's almost like an addiction, because you need more and more sugar for it to taste sweet and good. But once you get rid of it, even just things that are a little bit sweet will taste much better. Let's look at this ice cream, organic vanilla bean ice cream. Looks kind of good, but let's see the nutritional facts. 19 grams of sugar in just 2/3 of a cup, which is a really small portion. Most people who eat ice cream are going to eat way more than that, and it's going to end up being lots of sugar. So it's another item that if you have prediabetes, at least for a few months, you're going to want to avoid things like this. And even if you do start eating it again, it can't be like how you're eating it now. You'll have to have it in a lot smaller portions and really just for occasions. It's not an everyday thing. Let's see this fresh baked apple pie. No sugar added, it says. So let's see what that really even means. Okay, 6 grams of sugar. That's not so bad. Let's look at the ingredients though. Just a lot of ingredients that you wouldn't use if you're cooking it yourself at home. So still, like, this might be a slightly better option than those muffins or than the ice cream even, but it's not something that's healthy at all. And still, it's not something with nutrients, and it's not something you should really be eating much of if you have prediabetes. We'll talk more in other videos about what your carbs should look like when you're trying to reverse prediabetes. But if you are going to eat carbs, it's totally fine to eat carbs, but you should focus more on carbs like things like this, like black beans that have actually some nutrients in there. So you have 5 grams of fiber, and only 1 gram of sugar. So you have 22 grams of carbs, but 5 of them are from fiber, which is really great and helps to reduce your blood sugar spikes. And you also have lots of vitamins and minerals when you look at things like black beans or other legumes like chickpeas, for example. You just have lots of fiber. So 4 grams of fiber of the 21 grams of carbs. And that really helps to reduce those blood sugar spikes. So carbs are great if you get them from natural sources like beans or chickpeas or lentils or starchy vegetables or fruits. But when you get them from just refined flours, you're just getting a lot of carbs and no fiber and no minerals or vitamins. And that's why something like this apple pie, even though it doesn't have so much sugar, it doesn't have anything good in it for you either. So it's not something you should focus on. But if you're going to choose between this and the muffins, like choose this. Just choose it in small portions and once in a while. Let's just go onto this page for a second. Let's see some of these items. Blue corn chips, organic sea salt, blue corn tortilla chips. So no sugar here, which is really good. You do have a decent amount of carbs. You have some expeller pressed vegetable oil, which is a bit better than a normal vegetable oil. Still not ideal, but it's okay. It's an okay snack, but again, if you have prediabetes, a better snack would be yogurt with some berries and some cinnamon, some kind of natural food. This is still processed and still has, you know, carbs that don't really come with many nutrients. So pre-diabetics should find healthier snacks. It's okay to have this once in a while, but don't make it an everyday snack. And if you're looking for more information about pre-diabetes and you want a supportive community and to learn with all the resources and examples of people who actually reverse pre-diabetes, the Find Your Nutrition Tribe, the community that I made for people with prediabetes, this is going to be the best place for you. I put a little video here explaining what you get inside, and here is some more information on it. It's really amazing. It's called findyournutrition.com/tribe. I'll put this link in the comments so you can get more information. I really recommend it. It will help you from A to Z to learn everything you need to reverse prediabetes forever and to reverse all the symptoms you might be feeling of prediabetes and to have that supportive and accountability that you get in a community. So this is where I recommend going for everything you need to reverse prediabetes. I am personally there to support you there, and I hope to see you there. So just a few more items that we'll look at. Olive oil. So when you're cooking at home, you want to be using things like extra virgin olive oil or even avocado oil or butter or ghee or things like that. And you want to avoid things like vegetable oils when cooking at home. Coconut water. Coconut water is an interesting one. It is really great if you're doing a lot of exercise, for example, but it does have a lot of natural sugar in there, 24 grams per, let's see, serving size per container, 2 servings per container. So how big is this container? 17 ounces. So 8 ounces has about 24 grams of added sugar, of natural sugar. Not the best thing for you. So in small amounts, it's okay, it's natural, but it's kind of the same as juice in that aspect. Eat it, drink it every now and then, but not all the time, and you're good to go. But when you're reversing prediabetes, I'd recommend to avoid it. Eggs are great. Eat them as much as you want. Eat them every day. Don't worry about what you learn your whole life about cholesterol. These are natural, amazing, especially if they're pasture-raised. You don't need to limit your egg consumption. Vegetables are amazing, especially in the frozen section. It just makes it so easy. Anything that's just 100% vegetables, some of these kind of things I would avoid. They probably have added things that you don't want. Let's see what the ingredients are. Canola oil, organic flour. You don't need flour on your vegetables. You can just cook them with salt, pepper, and that's it. Olive oil, lemon, and they'll taste amazing. Some breads. So let's look at breads for a little while. Cinnamon bread. I used to love cinnamon bread. Let's look at the ingredients. 6 grams of added sugar per slice. And who eats just one slice? So everyone's going to eat at least 2 slices. That's 12 grams of sugar right there. And it's only 1 gram of fiber. So a lot of breads that you buy at the store are not really bread. They have a lot more ingredients than you think. Sourdough, which should only be honestly 2 or 3 ingredients, has about 10 ingredients here, and it's not real sourdough. So unless you're going to a baker that you trust and it's really real sourdough, the sourdough that you find at the store probably is not real sourdough. So maybe Ezekiel's bread is a pretty good choice if you can find that at your store or something like that. But otherwise, make it at home and it'll be a much better option. So think about joining the Find Your Nutrition Tribe. Look at the link in the comments and I'll help you all the way from learning you have prediabetes until you're successful in reversing prediabetes forever and enjoying your new way of eating life. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. So subscribe and I'll see you next time.